the discussion. Who knows? Folks, the message, the messages and the promises as we draw closer to elections seem to be, you know, more vote-winning messages. Not all, but there's quite a number of messages that, you know, vote-winning. Instead of the harsh reality that confronts us, that we face, messages, you know, are very sweet. Number of times that you hear, "I am coming to make life easy," from candidates. Even from the vice presidents, "I am coming to make life easy." And I wonder how. Is it by giving more free things? Is it by turning a blind eye to our irresponsible behavior? Because if you turn a blind eye to our irresponsible behavior, we are in your camp. Folks, almost all the candidates have promised to abolish the e-levy, bring back road tolls, and it's the general sentiments of the nation. One of the taxes that we have hated its implementation the most, apart from VAT in the Kumi Preku days, is the e-levy. We loathe it. Hate, absolutely detest it. And so rightfully, candidate has responded to the call of Ghanaians to say that if you give me the mandate, even the vice president says, no, if you give me the mandate, I will abolish it. Well, folks, ask for me. If I were a candidate, I will maintain the status quo. We shall continue with the dreaded e-levy. And I'm not bringing back the road tolls as it was in the past, but we're bringing it back. Now, I know by now I've already lost the votes, so no problem. Don't vote for me. But just don't tune off yet. Just stay tuned and hear me out. I know I've lost your vote, but at least just let me have your attention for a few more minutes. So don't tune off. Hear me out. Folks, if you have driven through Ghana and you're honest with yourself, you will know that we have a major infrastructure problem, particularly roads. Folks, the roads between Accra and Kumasi, between Accra and Takoradi. And if you take Accra, Kumasi is probably one of the two main economic cities in the country. The road is nothing to write home about. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. If you have a visitor, pa now Kofanufi Airport, now see you tomorrow, we'll be going to Kumasi, going to the Ashanti region. And they have read about the Ashantis and the traditions and the kingdoms, and they've seen all that, and you're going to travel from Accra to Kumasi. Trust me, you should be a very bold person. It is a disgrace. In fact, folks, it's a very dangerous road. Pray, keep your fingers crossed, drive defensively, think for everybody, dodge potholes, manholes, mud, everything. Currently in Ghana, folks, as you branch off most main roads, you encounter dirt tracks, rippled roads, potholes. Sometimes it's almost impossible to traverse. Certain roads you can't drive on with a saloon car if you just have a normal driving height. You can't drive. And during rainy season, it becomes a joke. Puddles. You literally drive into puddles and drive back out. And sometimes you come back and you see about 3-4 cars parked on the road almost on a weekly basis where the shaft is broken or something just gone wrong because the road's bad. Folks, there are many major roads, important roads, with potholes that don't even make sense. And you wonder, how can, you know, let's say 10 meters of the road is really so bad. Traffic backs up and backs up because everybody is slowing down to manage this pothole. And it's on a major road. And you're thinking, how much bitumen would cost the state to just cover it up just to make it motorable? Yes. Main roads. Potholes that don't make sense. Yet one of the factors of a good economy is ease of movement. If we can move fast enough, the goods and services we are providing, everything is affected. If we can't move fast enough, everything is affected negatively. And folks, in the absence of air travel, rail travel, sea or water transport, we desperately need excellent roads. Not just road, excellent roads. Folks, otherwise, things like tourism suffers. And this is the area which is a good revenue source for the state. It's a low-hanging fruit. Just provide the road and people will just drive to wherever it is and spend money. Just provide the road. And you know, some bolly, you know, resort or be feed tank. If the road is call and go and spend money so the state gets its taxes free. And it employs so many people. It will mop up people from the unemployment sector and the state will make money. Folks, you provide the roads and investment will follow as if, you know, flies have seen mangoes. Roads. And in the absence of it, cost of transportation, mind-boggling. Car maintenance, absolutely mind-boggling. Every day you're maintaining your car, people are fighting with their mechanics as though the mechanic stole something. You fix something today, tomorrow is broken, and you thought they didn't even fix it. Fuel cost. We are tripling and doubling the amount of fuel we'd use to travel short distances. Why? We are always in the low gear, in a pothole, out of a pothole, on the accelerator, on the brake, on the accelerator, so we're just burning fuel. Stress levels. Folks, stress levels. So everybody is honking. Pam, pam. Oh, yeah, you're stressed. Accidents. As though it's in a comedy movie. Crashes. Just left, right, and center. People just losing their lives. Too much. And folks, the list is endless. And it's painful. How can we even think of an economic boom when we are stuck at one place or just literally slow coaching or slow motion in potholes and mud tracks and dead tracks? Come to my own peninsula resort, you know, just within the Edumasa vicinity. With decent road, the peninsula resort could have been a go-to in West Africa. Scenery to die for. But the roads, and even with the bad roads as it is now, if you want contemporary, I will call why. So sometimes I wonder, say, with good roads, I always say to, you know, Dr. Sarkodie, I mean, with good roads, how would you even cope? But this means if he's not coping, he's making money, and the state is also making money. Roads. So as for me, I will plead with us. That we are already suffering. We have gotten used to the idea of paying this e-levy. All the systems and everything, the software has been worked out already. You know, for currently there are huge investment deficits, gaps that apparently will take over 50 years. And that's if you work on it, 50 years just to close the gap. According to the Oxford Academy report, it's estimated that we need about 2.3 billion on a year just to catch up, repair, and build new roads. So please, folks, let us attack roads with all our might. You need to come with me, help me out to attack roads with all our might. First of all roads, folks, there should be a policy that all roads should have a minimum 10-year guarantee. 10 years. We are quite near. It's a quite to me, at least 10 years. It is very possible to engineer roads that have a minimum lifespan of 10 years. and it should be a policy. Folks, there will be no kickbacks or kick fronts in road deals or road contracts. No road deals, be anyhow. And as president, folks, it will be under my direct supervision. Direct supervision. For coin cost no bra. If it's 1 million, it's 1 million. Don't add anything for delayed payment. Don't add anything because you're going to give anybody something. No, 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 no. Just bring me the cost and we will sort you out. Folks, most road contractors don't want all their money up front. Most of them. Apart from the small Walatu Walasa who are digging the U-drains, most road contractors don't want their money up front. If there's a constant flow of payment, they can also work constantly and nearly forever. They can increase their capacity. They can borrow to buy more equipment because they know that there's going to be a constant flow of payment. And so from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. in the morning, the town is going to be buzzing with roadworks. Not going to allow contractors say, "Yabo 8 years, so that nonsense there. We won't take it." With the amount of roads we are going to tackle, 9 p.m. to 4 a.m., all contractors will move to their roadside and start working. And one thing we will demand from them is respect. You don't come and leave muds and dig holes and everything and leave it and go because you think you're doing us a favor. No, 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 you're not doing us a favor. It's a contract. We are paying you. You're doing the roads and you have to do it with all the safety standards there is. You can't just come and leave dirt on the road. Sometimes it's just sad. If we're going to pay you, you're going to do the job well. But you have to come along with me. Folks, you would have to come along with me. Folks, every street, every road, every town, every village will be buzzing with roadworks. There will be extensive consultation as to how we prioritize, which one to tackle first and which one to tackle next. But road projects would literally be coming out of everywhere. And within the busy areas, I am saying that you work from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. Well, if you're outside and the traffic is not too busy, you can work during the daytime. But as you come closer to the cities and the towns, you will work at night. And the nonsense of relaying of asphalt over asphalt in elite areas, that's not going to happen again. So yes, we hate the e-levy, but bear with me and see the real effect of nation building. As for road tolls, folks, the state collects, let me just round the figures, about 300 million Ghana cedis. 2/3 of this money is not realized by the state. Some parties towards will just pocket it. Yes. And when the government changes, The people collecting the tickets are driven out like thieves. Our party is in power, so it's our turn to collect the money. And truly, it's their turn to collect the money. They will collect the money. The state will see where it goes. So after we have stressfully queued in traffic for a long time, you could spend up to 45 minutes, 30 minutes. If you're not unfortunate, the Kaswa for the 1 hour crying will be just to pay 50 pesos. And out of that, 2/3 of that money goes to some foot soldier. I mean, what? whose idea was that? Folks, why don't we work out anything from 100 cedis to 500 cedis onto road-worthy certificates per year, depending on the car you're using? If you're using a big 1832-wheeler, maybe 500 cedis or whatever it is added onto your roadworthy. Folks, a fixed charge for cars who are traveling, foreign cars who are traveling into Ghana, who do port, who do the barrier, you pay yours. Folks, we can then easily make 200 to 300 million cedis a year, and that will not disappear into some foot soldier's pocket. And it can be properly channeled into the road infrastructure revolution. e-levy and this fund, we can easily get over $1 billion a year. Easily get over $1 billion a year. With a good quota system, there's no road we can't tackle. Yes, we may need external aid for some mega construction, but apart from that, we shall build our roads. So yes, life will be easy. Life will be easy on the roads. Transportation fares will come down. Accidents will come down. Cost of running your cars will come down. Cost of fuel, you know, fuel usage, your fuel usage will literally be halved. A good bait will catch a good fish. So as I said, my message won't win votes. But it will definitely develop the nation. Let us talk. Whether you vote for me or not, let us talk. 0302-216-541. Says it's good, but you lost votes. Hello, Isaac.
Good evening, Nana.
Good evening. That's it.
Nana,
there we go. There we go. That's
it. Frankly, Nana, this is a very brilliant idea, but the truth is, most of Ghanaians will neglect this good policies and go for party. I mean, something that it will benefit party, but not the nation. Now, we have always been saying that see, those that live at the good road areas, they don't pay road toll. So the road toll is not necessary. We can get the road to the number of cars people have in their houses. Somebody have car that take the kids to school, some that go to market, and the rest, they all drive on good roads. They work at good areas where they don't travel to where there are road toll booth for them to pay tolls. So we should do it just like as you suggested. You see, so when you are going to buy your roadworthy, depend on your car, they should work on. And this is so simple. I don't know why we can't do this. It's all because we don't want to stop corruption. Nana, I pray that these politicians take your ideas so that we can develop this country. God richly bless you, Nana.
God bless you too, my brother. And Isaac is my next caller. Derek? Oh, Derek.
Yes,
Derek. Yes, sir, Derek. Let me hear you.
Your Majesty, I greet you, sir.
I greet you back.
Nana, the issue of 6 years goes beyond that. And then you were even more diplomatic in saying some rules can be maintained after 10 years. Nana, if we are serious, most of our rules can be built and then it will last for 20, 30 years. We're just not doing the right thing. We need that. And then, you see, Nana, the issue with us here in Ghana is we seem to be planting square pegs in round holes. And then the kickbacks have become the norm of the day. So whichever party is in power, always it's like they want it for the following. That is, foot soldiers and all that. Now, let's put all these party manifestos aside and let's just focus on the national development agenda. And I keep insisting on this. Until we do away with that, I beg to differ.
Thank you very much. Lots of callers on the line today, very little time. But Kofi is on the line. Hello, Kofi.
Hi, Nana. How are you?
I'm very good.
Komo Edumasa, I need to come there for your kukunte one of
you. It's very, very important. Very important.
I'm not a radio, you know, I call you, this is exciting and all of it. You are smart, then I believe that I'm very smart. That a lot of educated people in Ghana. Then we have an individual, one individual, say, I'm closing down the toll booths. We are not. And then after he did that, later on, he's saying that I'm going to turn them into urinal or room. On the highway, in the middle of the road, he's going to use. So you see, some of these people or leaders or so-called, I don't know the type of education or their knowledge of thinking and this type of. There is no country, Nana. No, those are very important. But you know something? I want to divert a little. Allow me. Look at tools and all of that. There are two things, Nana, that I have not heard about. The baller and the field in Accra. In Ghana. And two, little children, 5 years old, 2 years old, wherever they are from, scattered across the entire country. You will see 2 year old, they're begging, they are spoken about in development. It's not about just voting or roads or infrastructure, but a decent nation that we don't have to queue and line up to go to FHS at Independence Square. These are part of policies that we want to hear. We don't want to line up to register for an ID card and all of that. Look at kids on the street.
Thank you very much. I think we'll drop a policy on that one day. Papa Pansa is on the line. Hello, Papa.
Oh, great king.
Yes, sir.
This evening, you've made my night and even you've made my week.
Let me hear you.
Listening to even your ideas, if our politicians would take even 2 out of it by the next 4 years, where Ghana would be, a bad kabeshe. But say a bad year. Good thing. Which is it? Is it as we are? You are not in politics, and you are outside. You see how creative you are.
I know, right?
But I will say that there is something there at the presidency. I always say this, you know, because they have laudable ideas. But when you get there, I don't know if you have mafias that are controlling our system. God bless you with your ideas.
God bless. Long live. God bless you too. Nana Kwesi is on the line. Hello, Nana Kwesi.
Hi, Nana.
So I'm pleading with you. Let me collect your e-levy. Still collecting. But I am promising you a road infrastructure revolution. Yes, sir. Nepacho. Road infrastructure revolution. Wherever your town is, wherever your village is, road infrastructure revolution.
Okay, so we ask for your idea is perfect, okay? So you win my vote. However, it's not going to come that easy. I need to know that you are pushing for the constitution to be amended so that in case you even start a road and you are not able to finish and your tenure expires, whoever assumes power after you, it won't be mandatory for that person to abandon the road, but we'll continue the road and not just continue doing shoddy work. So we'll continue with the quality that you are continue with. That is what will cement me 100% buying into your idea. Or else, Nana, you do your bit. How many years? 4 years. Let's say you go for 8 years. You leave and then what? Back to factory settings. Do you understand? Because you're 8 years, you can't construct every road in this country. Let's say at most, you've done the most. What about the rest? What about them? And the current system that we are running right now, it's a different issue. So if this is assured, we have this, and it's being into, you saw that we are amending the constitution very closely, so like the way we've done to the RTUO, you do RTUO and you put loophole in it, and when you're asking for information, you tell us that there's this clause that says that, so and so and so, so we can't give you the information. No, not that kind of thing. Strictly, you need a proof. You complete it. It's not optional. Then maybe you go, then maybe I'll pay you levy. And I also suggest you to you that, look, bring this initiative. You say we are, let's say, every day 1 million Ghanaians to just give you just one Ghana city. That is 1 million Ghana cities, right? And this thing, it's not like you are going to put it in a consolidated funnel. Find a billboard, put it at the Flagstaff House. Every day we are seeing the people contributing. If you have 1 million, we know we have 1 million. If you see this money, you take this money, this is how much we've got it. This is what we are going to use this for. And I'll pay in addition to the 11 you are taking in. But till these things happen,
Then I could say good evening and thank you very much. 0302-216-541. Ajiman Joseph.
I hope you're doing well.
Ajiman, I am campaigning in Community 9 and I am saying I know that this e-levy payment is not a very popular one, but continue paying and I'm promising you a road infrastructure revolution.
And that is the biggest sensible topic you are raising. But it looks as if a politician award a contract for a contractor to construct a road, that is it. Oh, in the year 1970, we constructed a road from where to where. But whether it will last, they won't think about it. I was really asking myself, who is in charge of road maintenance? Street lights, a certain vehicle, pine, then it falls. People do all manner of things to destroy the road, but who is in charge of it? They don't think about, maintaining the road to a certain standard. I was even about to ask that when you are awarding a contract for a contractor, do you tell the contractor the level at which you want the road to be constructed, or based on the money you are giving, they will tell you, this is how we are going to do it. You understand? So, Nana, it's a very big issue. They don't think about maintenance as it has been a culture of Ghana and Africa as a whole. So I think if they take it up, it will help. God bless you for your purpose.
God bless you too for listening and tuning in every day and even picking up the phone to call. God bless you even more. But Kwame, hello, Kwame.
Hello, Nana.
Yes, sir.
Nana, good evening.
Good evening, Kwame. Let me hear you.
Nana, you have my vote.
Ah, thank you.
You have my vote. In fact, one thing that I'm realizing that is killing this country is, if I'm not mistaken, is the manifesto political parties brings out. Nana, every political party will bring out a manifesto that will promise heaven to us. A brother just called some, the one who just left before I came in, was talking about, can't our constitution enforce some laws whereby if a previous government does not finish, let's say a road or a project, the next government can't continue to do it to the quality that the previous one left it. A government needs power. A different government comes, he brings his manifesto, and he will leave the already project which is being done, go and start a new one. And sometimes they will tell you it was, that wasn't in my manifesto. So I'm doing what I promised the people I do. And they will start a similar thing in the same area, or even it should be a municipal assembly. And if, let's say, the government says, I'm going to demolish a portion of what the previous government left, Nana, you will get party members, the old or the previous government, coming to insult the government that you have been pushing. It was our project. Because he has no vision, we are just doing our project. And the question I ask myself is, yes, it was your project, you started it, but did you use your personal money to start it? Nana, in fact, if we don't stop this political thing we are doing in this country, mm-hmm. it will take us far before we reach where we want to reach. Today, as I'm speaking with you this evening, mm-hmm. you go to Tema, the road from Tema towards the community 25.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at this time, look at the traffic on that road.
Yeah.
A road you use 10 minutes to cover. Nana, if God has not come, you can spend almost 2 hours. And as we speak, there's a contractor on the very road. But Nana, I don't know if traffic has left it. And the poor people are going through, the suffering motorists are going through is still there.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, that road is has been given out to a computer. Nana, there's nothing happening on the road. Travel on the Temamoto way. New contractor has started a new work. Why are we doing this to the country when you know you cannot finish the project you have planned? Nana, if E-Level will remain, for us to get the money to get comfort for the vulnerable, I believe Ghana, we will go far. Look, President Kufo started affordable housing. What happened to it? President Mahama, we started safety. What happened to it today? Is it their money they are spending? It's we, our tax, that they are using to do this. Why can't we finish before anyone can start a new one? If all that has been done, Nana, I believe we are to go. So we the people in the country, Nana, it must be found. We don't like the truth.
Hmm.
That is what has brought them to where it is today. So Nana, please, I will plead with you.
Mm-hmm.
If the opportunity to even speak with Chief Justice, I will beg them. Our constitution, they should allow it for us. There will be a constant double for the government to finish their own complete finish projects. So that when you come, you don't begin a new one in the same region or even in the same municipality. So that we can finish the one which was ongoing before you came, and the new one can be started. And the next one will come, you should come up to it. And I believe if we do that, Ghana, we will get somewhere.
Thank you very much. And I have Abu Mohammed on the line. Abu, salam alaikum.
Wa salam alaikum, Nana.
Let me hear you.
Yeah, thank you very much. The reason some of us have not been convinced, you see, because all the campaigning is just to win vote. Okay, now that you say E-Levy will stay, since E-Levy came to existence, how much did we save? Nana?
Mm-hmm.
How much did we save when E-Levy came to existence? Up to now, how much did we save?
Well, that's
number been... two. Mm-hmm. If you say E-Level will stay, fine. What of the National Cathedral? What are you going to do about that one as well?
No. Today I only brought two policies, which is road. So, as you know, it's my campaign message. So we'll get there. But today my campaign message is on the road.
I want somebody like you to vote for. Who has opinion. You see, common sense should tell us that the money you use to put up whatever project does not belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the people of the country. So common sense should tell you that when you come, continue. Where is common sense? Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.